Previously on Adventure. Henley, Thrace, and Julian, you must go to Neverwinter and solve the mystery of his death and find the murderer to discover the location of the second magical item.
We got to get to that Riley guy. We're going to go straight in and straight up to Riley's room.
And laying on that bed, eyes closed, sweat pouring off his face, is Riley. And standing over him is this tall, scaly monster.
I'm walking over to Riley's face and going to fart in it.
And he wakes straight up. And the moment he wakes up, the homunculus turns to ash. You get blown back by onto your back by a wave of thunder. Riley is up on the roof, and you guys are down on the ground. You guys have 5 minutes.
Shut up and run!
Once you cross through the buildings, the other half is completely leveled, and then you start to feel the ground begin to rumble. You see steam starting to come from the dragon's nose. It outstretches its wings, roars, and Riley looks at you and says, "It's time for round two." Riley stands in front of the reanimating dragon, looking draconian himself. The dragon brings his head up and roars to the sky. Its eyes glow with a sickly purple light, and its skin, which is white, also seems to be shimmering almost otherworldly on its body. The air around you has gone very, very still. You are in the middle of what is nearest to be called the metropolitan center of the slum of Neverwinter. So it's a big town circle, lots of shops on either side, with an entrance where you guys are kind of standing right now is the entrance to the circle where the shops part. There's a fountain in the middle of this.
Course.
It's a very derelict fountain. It's not taken very good care of. And behind
statues there.
It's like where the hobos bathe.
Yes, right, yes, yeah. Behind Riley and the dragon is one of the ports of Neverwinter, where there usually would be ships is nothing because everyone is evacuated. So we have
much
a very
smarter than we are.
We have a very
yeah, exactly.
Batman v Superman situation here.
But it's okay. We kind of destroyed the town because
exactly.
No one's left.
No one's left right now.
Very good.
Oh, good thinking. nuclear option.
The way to convince the dragon not to kill you is to remind it that it has its mother has the same name as your mother. And we are here. So Riley stands in front of the dragon. His voice now changed from what it was before. It sounds slightly reptilian now. And he says, "Are you ready for the next part of the show?"
Oh, he's not a nice man.
No.
He is not a nice man.
He has a big, goofy smile on his little face. Because remember, he's only like 3 feet tall, so...
Right, exactly.
He's not saying a very imposing figure, but considering what's behind him...
Let's just kill him, man.
What a little shit.
It's pretty, yeah. It's pretty imposing.
Oi, I'm ready for the show.
All right.
Thanks, Henley. That's
And he gives you a little salute, and then he jumps up in the air and flies a little bit and lands on the back of the dragon's neck and whispers something in its ear, and it extends its neck and roars again and then looks directly at you and begins to rear its head back.
Oh my god, guys, Riley is a puzzle tongue. Who knew?
How big is this dragon? How high in the air is this?
Hendley's asking, Brian is asking, can we reach its nose?
It's still a young dragon, so it's not one that's, the size of skyscrapers. It is taller, standing up when it's fully stretched out, is still taller than a normal-sized house, and probably about as long, I would say, as a couple of full-size school buses put back to back. So it's still a very large...
Natural History Museum, the big whale that hangs from the ceiling.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of size?
I would say if you're looking for like just something in your head to...
Exactly.
Kinda,
if you stuck a snout and some wings on that whale, would you look about that?
And legs.
And legs.
Yes. Yeah.
We're up to 100 feet. Look, the whale has fingers. 30 feet tall.
Yeah.
Reared up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be taller than that two-story house.
How long is this elementary canal? Because I'm fixing to stuff Henley down its gullet.
It's got a pretty long neck. Imagine a dragon.
Okay, that's important.
What you would imagine a dragon to look like.
That's important.
It's got...
We don't want to get Henley stuck in the esophagus.
It's completely white with a huge wingspan. When its wings stretch out, they're huge. It's got to take that whole body up into the air. It's got red eyes. Normally a white dragon would have red eyes, but they have become purple.
Because it's been reanimated.
And its skin, which is white, it seems like it's flashing kind of white, red, green, sort of. It's like
shimmery.
Fluctuating. It's shimmery and fluctuating. And right now its eyes are pinned right on you three.
Hello there. I also have scales. Do you speak English?
Well, the question is,
does it speak English?
Do you speak Draconian?
I do.
Because the dragon also speaks Draconian.
Hello.
So it stops its rearing back for a moment, and its eyes now fixate completely on Thrace.
Are you okay?
It roars, which you understand means pretty much no.
All right, calm down.
And Riley is looking very confused on the back of the dragon.
That man on the back of you is a bad, bad, bad little gnome.
He gives three short roars, which you know to say it's asking you to come closer.
Okay, but I can hear you from over here just fine.
The barking happens again, repeating, come closer.
Why?
What's he saying? What's he saying?
Help us out here. He's telling me to come closer. I'm not sure that's a great idea.
Don't speak, dragon.
No, Henley, do not get involved. Just let me handle this one, okay? Just this one.
We'll back her up, Henley. We got her.
Right, you guys, do you have anything you can protect me if I get closer to this thing?
Yes.
You can help me? All right, so I'm going to step a little bit closer.
Okay. Riley on its back is screaming, what are you doing? Attack!
Okay.
But the dragon is now just staring at Thrace as she slowly approaches the dragon.
Okay, don't hurt me. I'm just trying to help you. But so, this gnome is a really bad gnome.
So when you get to in about, I guess, 20 feet of the dragon, it stops rearing back and extends its neck and puts its face about 6 inches from your face.
Hoo-hoo, what did you eat for dinner? Jeez.
Hey, be nice to her.
Sorry.
Be nice to her.
And you can see its eyes, and they are purple and almost formless at this point, but behind them you can still see some pain in those eyes, and there's a lot of gashes on its face when you're up this close.
Uh-huh.
And it opens its mouth again, and this time in a more quiet roar, asks you to touch its snout.
Okay. I'm going to touch its snout really, really carefully and slowly, and I'm going to ask it, can we help you? Are you hurting? Can we help you?
Thrace, when you touch the dragon's snout, you see what the dragon is seeing, or you see what the dragon is seeing, and you see a picture of the dragon being captured. You see Henrique walking up to it. You see, and you can feel the dragon being tortured, and then you see it seems to last for a very long time, and then you finally see the dragon being set loose and directed directly towards Neverwinter, and you even experience the feeling of when it dies and crashes to the ground. Then you see again this its eyes opening, and you can see now the world, and you see yourself, your guys from a few minutes ago standing in the front of this clearing. Now the vision is different. It's more foggy. He's seeing the world differently now. But all the while, you feel an intense pain coming from the dragon, and an intense anger at this point.
Anger toward
everything.
Okay. At this point.
But when you see itself looking at you, which is a very weird experience, because you're seeing yourself in the third person, you can feel the dragon beginning to soften, and you can feel a tinge of doubt in its one track brain at the moment.
Aww. Well, I am so sorry for what happened to you. I don't know what we can do to help, but they've been horrible to you. But we can help you to go free again.
And you feel the anger lessening towards the three of you, and then into your vision you see, I will bring it back to Harry Potter again, almost like floating Voldemort version of Riley.
Right.
And you can hear his voice, but you can't hear what he's saying, it's like whispering.
Right.
And when he finishes talking, in that moment, everything in the dragon's vision becomes red again, and you are pushed out of its mind. And all that's you see when you all the any life that was in the eyes is now gone, and you just see pure hatred and anger.
I tell you what, guys, I am going to shove this warhammer so far up Honrique's asshole and cut the end of his tongue off. But this dragon is pissed, and I'm not sure. I don't think I can talk it down again.
It rears back, and this time it shoots a wreath of ice at the three of you, and you all need to make dexterity saving throws.
Uh-oh. Oh, please let the dice gods be on my side tonight.
Sorry, constitution saving throws. At dexterity.
I've got 16 plus 2, 18.
18.
18.
What is it? Plus constitution? Oh, 20.
20.
7, which isn't good.
Plus constitution.
Plus 0. Huh.
Okay. This is going to be a bad time for you. So Thrace and Henley dive out of the way and save. And Bob, you're going to take 1, 3, 7.
Oof. Oh, man.
I'm done.
That dragon just killed Julian straight away.
Is it a T-1000 right now?
Yeah.
15.
I only have 14.
You have 14 left?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're not dead, but you are in danger right now.
Is there anything we can do to help him?
Yes, there is stuff you can do to help him.
Okay.
But that would include items that you might have in your inventories that you have never used.
I'm assuming, now I know we can do whatever we want, yeah. But like, the play here is not kill the dragon, kill what's controlling the dragon.
Yes.
Well, you're going to see if that is possible.
Exactly, because...
For you three.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to get close to Riley.
I just want to make sure I get this cleared up. Like, it's still... Like, we saw an image of Henrique, but Riley's still on the back of the dragon.
Yes, correct.
Exactly. But this dragon has been raised using necromancy, which means if Riley's dead, so is the dragon.
This dragon is like a zombie at this point. Like,
exactly.
The dragon is basically dead.
I think we got to kill this bloke once and for all.
Yeah, but he just, like, knocked Julian out cold.
I understand.
Literally out cold. Excuse the pun.
Yeah. Let's roll for initiative, guys. You roll two. Drop, because I need to worry.
Two.
That's the 20?
17.
Yes. 20.
Ah.
But I'm dead.
Now.
So I have plenty of initiative.
All right.
Plus my two, so 19.
Plus one. Now, I was hit with a physical attack, or it's a...
It was a magic. Well, I guess it's physical because it was.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Good news for you guys is he can't do that again for 6 turns. So, first in the order would be Julian, and I believe you have to. Okay, whenever you start your turn with 0 hit points, you must make a death saving throw, not to be confused. Okay. On a roll of 10 or higher, you succeed. Otherwise, you fail. On your third success, you become stable. While your third failure, you die. These results need to be consecutive. On a roll of 1, you suffer 2 failures. While on a roll of 20, you become automatically stable and gain 1 hit point. 5. That's a failure.
Oh, man.
That's 1 failure. Henley, you're up, my friend.
All right. One more time. How high in the air is Riley right now?
So he is on the nape of the neck of the mm-hmm. dragon. So he's probably about 30 feet in the air right now because he's in the back of the dragon. The dragon is still on the ground at the moment.
Yeah. Now, I don't suppose you'd allow me to take my timey-wimey cell phone out and go back to Sammy's right now.
You can do whatever you want, but you're going to leave your people all by themselves.
That's, oh, yeah, because that doesn't typical. Sound at all like Andy, does it?
All right.
I'll be right back, guys.
I haven't spoken in-game as Henley, like, at all.
I know.
Like, those boots of striding and springing are still out there, and I can jump triple my normal jump, and I can get up to Riley while he's on this dragon.
Then do your thing, man. Do what you're going to do.
Jackie, I trust you. I think you're going to be okay.
Wait a minute. I'm laying in a pool of drool on the ground.
Thrace.
Yeah? Now, yes, Henley.
I want you to know that I'll have complete faith in you.
Okay. Henley, what are you doing?
I think I've heard the kids say this one before.
Right.
BRB.
What?
And I take out the phone,
Oh, no. Hendley, no. Oh. No.
I pop in Sammy's and no. I blink out of there.
Oh my god. I can't believe he just did that.
So Hendley, he brings out of existence and he pops back into Sammy's Treat Yourself Emporium. Well, oh my goodness, you did it again.
I don't care what the bloody thing you got to say. I need those brutes of Strahdon springing right now.
Oh, okay, sir. This seems very important.
I really hope he has some money.
50, it actually is costing me almost half of what I have. I have 33 left. It costs 15. I'm down to 18.
All right, so you throw that 15 on the table. Sammy throws the boots onto the counter. Yep.
And I go right back again. I'm sure that's the end of my turn, right?
Yeah. That's the end of your turn for sure. Yeah. But
are they your size boots, by the way?
You pop back in.
I'll put them on my fucking hands. I don't care.
Yes, they magically fit you.
Okay, good.
Oh, I really wanted to see, yeah.
So Henley was probably gone for 15, 30 seconds. Right. He's gone and he pops back in and he has boots in his hands.
Yeah, Henley, I've also heard the kids say WTF, dude. I mean, you just left me here? Julian's on the floor. This dragon is looking at me like he doesn't like me very much.
Actually, Thrace, I got an idea. Take these boots.
Me?
I mean, you got a sizable foot, but I think it'll do the trick.
You want me to put those boots on?
Okay.
All right, fine. I'll put the damn boots on.
All right, so you have the boots of spreading and springing, which...
So check it out.
Yeah, tell me.
You're
going
to be able to jump 3 times the normal distance, and for a high jump, it's going to be your strength modifier +3. So whatever that is, x3.
All right, Hendley, for once, this does seem like a very good idea.
And it is the dragon's turn, however.
So Thrace, like, putting the boots on while the dragon's getting ready to turn.
Hang on a minute. No, I got my sock bundled up under my foot, and I hate when that happens.
The zipper is caught.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And these are some really unnecessary buckles and tassels, I have to say. This is not really my style.
The dragon is going to try to bite Thrace.
What?
You're the closest to it.
Oh my goodness.
So it's going to run back and go for you. 20.
Oh no.
Great.
Okay. Hendley.
Oh man.
Oh, so the
what have you done?
And Hendley just farts.
The dragon does 14.
Oh my gosh.
Because it gets double with the 20.
Oh. Doubled with the 20?
Yeah.
Wow. Where's my pencil?
I don't know. You had it. It's right there, Jackie. Isn't it? Oh, no. That's the... Why don't you do your hit points on the little board? On the little thing.
Bob is like Paul Rubens in Buffy the Vampire Slayer right now.
14.
I have 14 hit points left right now.
You guys aren't doing so well right now.
No, we're really not doing so well. Oh, my gosh.
Thrace, you're up.
That really hurt. Gotta say, that really hurt. And also, the blood running down has ruined the finish on these boots.
What do you have left for hit points?
I got 14 left.
She has 14 left.
My God, you have 5 more than me, and I haven't even gone.
Just wait.
We're in so much trouble. All right, so it's my go.
Yeah, it's your go.
All right, so at this point, I am like gonna just go full on in this one turn. So I'm gonna use my boots. I'm gonna jump onto the dragon's back.
Okay.
At which point, I am gonna equip my bracer of badassness, strapping it on. Right.
Okay.
I pull out my warhammer with one hand, and in my badass bracer at hand, I reach around the back of me and I pull out from under my cloak my dragon glaive. And I have both of them in my hands, at which point I still manage to use my fingers to look at Riley, stretch out my arm, and make a beckoning motion.
You have to roll before you hit them.
And now I'm going to miss him entirely. No,
jump right over.
So now I am going to attack
Riley. Okay. All right.
I am attacking Riley with everything I have right now.
Okay. So you're on. So basically, what you did was you leaped off the ground.
Yes.
Landed kind of in the midair, took out your weapons, landed, and then beckoned.
In slow motion.
I imagine you, like...
Come and get some.
Tossing the Warhammer up in the air, and then doing the beckon in your hand.
Absolutely. Come and get some.
All right, so you jumped... This is great, because I never expected this to happen at all. I never expected Thrace to leap onto the back of the dragon. So good one, Brian.
Yes, very good one, Brian. So at this point, I am going to... I'm using everything I have. All right.
Right. So you're going to attack. So you have leaped onto the back of the dragon. You're beckoning to Riley. You're going to run up on him. And so you're going to basically two attacks.
Yes.
Off right off the bat without doing anything extra.
Yes.
Magic noogies.
Exactly. So I get two attacks with my weapons, but then I'm also going to use my action surge.
Okay.
Which gives me another additional action.
So that means you're going to hit him four times.
Yes.
Okay.
But I also want to use my Inferno Bomb.
Right, your Inferno Bomb's already on.
Oh, good.
It's already
awesome.
On.
Sorted.
It's going for a whole day, so you use it in the last fight. So.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Add to this picture, your Warhammer is on fire.
Oh, yes, flaming Warhammer.
All right, so you got to roll a d20 to attack. I hope all this isn't for nothing.
Oh, don't. I am going to die if I roll a freaking 2 right now.
I mean, you don't use your action surge until after the first attack, so technically you can, if you miss, you can do it again. If you
want
to. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 18! Ha ha!
That's a hit.
Yes, it is a hit.
So, roll your damage on your Warhammer, which is...
1d8 plus 4. 3 plus 4, 7.
7 plus 1d4 fire damage, right? Because you put the Inferno Bomb on it.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so roll that up.
4.
So it's 11.
Oof. Right.
11 with... That's just with the...
That's the Flaming Warhammer.
Now the Dragon Glaive.
Okay.
Which I don't know the damage and shit on that.
1d10 damage.
Okay.
And it's a reach of 10 foot.
Plus your strength, so it's plus 4.
Okay, 1d10. Is that a d10?
Yes. It's got a 10 on it. I think that's the one.
5.
Plus 4.
Plus 4.
9. Okay. So, oh my goodness. So why don't you describe how you're going to hit him with these attacks?
Well, I'm going to come swinging at him with my flaming Warhammer. Through the air, I'm going to smack him on the side of the head as hard as I possibly can with this flaming Warhammer. And as soon as he feels the impact of that one, I will follow it up with a good old poke right in the throat with my Dragon Glaive.
Yeah, that all hit very, very well. And you knock him upside the head with the flaming Warhammer. His face is on fire. And then you stab him straight through the neck with the Dragon Glaive.
Oh, yes.
And he falls off the dragon. Dead.
Oh, holy cow, yes! Oh, I love my freaking flaming Warhammer. I wish I had one in real life. Do you know how many people I'd go after?
He was down to 19 hit points after you fought him the first time around.
Yes!
So.
Guys, we rock! As Julian lies on the ground. Yeah. he's giving us a thumbs up, though, so.
Yeah, he's happy about it.
Hey, Thrace. Nice boots.
Thank you, Henley.
But even though he's dead, the dragon does not fall.
What?
Down dead.
No.
I thought.
What the hell is? Yeah. Guys, this is not what I thought would happen.
Neither did I. I want my boots back, but I'll take care of this dragon. I believe I'm next.
Henley, hold his nose.
Stewie's actually up, and he's going to shoot his healing bolt. And heal Brian for 1 point.
Oh, thanks, Stewie.
That was like a gentle stroke to the face just to make you feel a bit better.
Now he has 10,
hopefully,
though.
Hopefully it's the face.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Henley.
Yeah, that's not how you make Henley Lilpin feel better, apparently.
You're welcome. Julian, you need to roll the 20 again for another saving throw.
6.
Oh, my God. That's 2 failures in a row.
Yes.
Julian's going to die.
So he rolls one more failure, he's dead.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh my goodness.
And then what?
We'll figure something out.
Exactly. I can be dead and still be a part of the game.
It'll be a good
being
side
a
story
wizard,
quick,
yeah.
Now if the battle ends before he has to make that third save.
He's fine.
Awesome. Okay.
Oh.
Well,
if you guys can end this battle before he gets to go again, that'll be very impressive.
Someone
this
call
dragon has a lot of hit points.
We do not.
Yes.
Someone call my HMO.
Henley, you're up.
All right, I'm gonna go Jason the Argonaut style on here. I'm gonna run around to the foot of the dragon and try and slice its Achilles, basically.
Oh, you are a vicious little sod.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Nice move.
Which?
I'm using my bladed quarterstaff.
Nice. Which legs are you going for? Which leg are you going for?
I'm going for the left leg.
Okay.
Left front or rear?
Yeah.
the rear. I gotta get around there, first of all.
You have plenty with the movement. You can do that fine.
Okay.
Don't forget also that you have sneak attack. I was going to give you advantage because I really liked your thing. I was going to give Jackie advantage too on hers, but she didn't need it because you rolled a fucking 20.
Yeah, right.
What advantage do I have?
You have no advantage because you're basically dead.
Hendley, I think Julian's pissed himself again.
Oh!
Sneak attack. Beginning at first level, you know how to strike subtly and exploit a foe's distraction. Once per turn, you can deal an extra 1d6 damage to one creature you hit with an attack if you have advantage on the attack roll.
So explain your attack to me.
So I'm going to run quickly underneath the dragon, through its legs, and
it's trying to stomp on you. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna do a dodge and a pivot and a step ball change and get to a place where I can, in one movement, slice the back of its heel.
Okay, so I'll give you advantage on this attack roll. So roll against it.
Oh, 6.
Okay, you have another chance, though. Advantage.
16.
Plus
4.
That's a hit.
Okay.
So roll damage for the quarterstaff and then roll an extra d6.
So the quarterstaff is basically, it's a d6 plus my dagger.
Oh, right. I forgot about this.
So I got a 4 on the d6.
Okay.
Then my dagger is 1d4 plus 2. So that's a 5, making it 7. So now we're at what? 11. And then I get an extra 1d6 damage with a hit.
Yes.
4.
15 damage.
All right.
So you do a nice little 15 damage on this fella.
Now I've sliced into the back of the heel. Like, do we see blood? Is it?
What's going on with the dragon? Well, it's technically dead. Ooh, so there's no flowing blood.
Okay.
But actually, no. Like, some purple smoke comes out. Ooh. Ooh. And
that sounds like a very PG-friendly killing move.
Yeah. But you do hit the tendon, and it falls down onto its knees, making it prone and just missing, squishing you to death.
Oh God.
You didn't think about that, did you?
I didn't. Sloss first, ask questions later.
Hendley, can I also point out to you that does seem like a great signature move for you, but also dragons are not really known for running around, so I'm not sure how much good slicing the Achilles of one of its legs is going to do in the long run.
I think I pissed it off, though. Could be.
Thrace yelling this at you from its back.
Andy, I'm not quite sure if this is the best idea. I can hear you from under here.
Chim chimmery, chim chimmery, chim chim chiroo.
So this dragon is not happy with anything else going on right now. It's got a bum.
Wasn't happy to start with.
No. Bum ankle. And it knows that you're on its neck. So it's going to try to kick you off of it, of his body.
Now that like literally kick me off, because that would be an athletic move and a half. No. I think you need to make an athletics check, Bobby.
It's not. You need to make an athletics saving throw, because it's going to try to rear you off its body.
10 plus 3, 13.
Yeah, that did not save.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
It's a dragon trying to kick you off of his body.
Do I at least fall gently? And gracefully,
you fall and make another, do a dexterity save, and if you, I want to see, because you might fall gracefully. I don't know if that's gonna happen.
10
plus what's your dex modifier?
Plus 2. 12.
No.
Do I at least not hurt myself badly?
No, you don't hurt yourself badly. You take 1d4 fall damage. Great.
Sprained knee.
Down to 11, Stewie. I could really use some healing right now.
Well, you're up, actually.
I am.
Yeah, you're up.
Oh, crap. All right. Well,
I'd help, but...
Now, can I... I am, like, 6.5 feet tall.
Yes, you are.
And I have a dragon glaive
mm-hmm.
that is has a reach of 10 feet.
Okay.
So I reckon I could make a decent shot at, like, really doing some damage to one of his wings.
Yeah, you could.
Because I'd really rather this thing does not take off, because then we're never going to get it.
Okay.
So I am going for its left wing.
Okay.
To add to its left bum leg.
Yeah, it's got a bad left side if this one hits. So go ahead and roll.
So it's the same thing. I can attack with the Warhammer and the Dragon Glaive, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so my Warhammer.
You gotta hit, though, first.
Oh, please.
19.
That's a hit.
Yes. All right. Warhammer. 1d8 plus 3.
I'm oddly nervous. Is that just me?
Well, this is the first like real deal battle you guys have had to deal with. Like,
and our health points are not great right now.
No, you're not doing great with that.
No, they are not.
Yeah. All right, 9 points for my Warhammer.
And roll a d4 fire damage.
1.
That's 10 total, and then your Dragon Glaive.
My Dragon Glaive, 1d10 damage. 3.
Plus 4, I think. Yeah, 7. 17. All right. So, I mean, you do a nice damage. You definitely nick and damage the wing, but not enough to, like, put a big hole in it.
No structural damage.
No structural damage you can see. It definitely is favoring it. It roars and pulls the wing back
in. Mainly just, like, annoying it.
Yes. Mainly just annoying it is actually totally right.
Stewie, help. Why did you help him instead of me?
So, Stewie shoots a healing dart at Julian. Gets for 2 points, so that brings you back to plus 1. You are safe from doing a saving throw on this one.
Oh, thank goodness.
Guys, just again, we can keep this in, cut it out. Can we just have one more throw from Bob? Just to see.
Let's see.
If Stewie didn't do that.
Let's see what would happen.
Two.
Poor Stewie. Stewie, once more, Stewie saves the day.
You're welcome, guys. That was the least I could do for you. So
let me ask you, out of game for a second. Bob, do you have any healing spells?
No.
Or any protection you could put on yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could do that. I was going to help with the attack.
I would
however.
Do that.
I had a plan.
This is a long strategy.
Playing the long game here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have to last in the game. We're not going to get this thing by just all attacking it as hard as we can, all in one go.
Yeah, you're not going to get it by shooting a wall of daggers at it.
No, I had a better idea, but.
But you're up.
Was it to set the world on fire?
No, it was to help you smash the bejesus out of our enemies. But it is my go.
It is your go. Yes.
Liamund's tiny hut.
Oh, what is this?
A spell number 3.
All right.
A 10-foot radius immobile dome of force surrounds you.
Nice.
Awesome.
Okay, so you have to stay in the same place, but you have this dome. And what's the dome's? Does the dome have like a hit points or a protection?
Okay, wait a minute. Liamund's tiny hut.
Okay.
And it's good for one whole minute within 10 feet.
Okay.
It says, range self 10-foot. 1 minute, duration 8. It takes 1 minute to cast, duration 8 hours.
Oh.
The spell ends if you leave his area.
Okay.
So you can't just like move in and out of it.
Well, I'm laying in a heap on the ground.
But it also says 9 creatures of medium size or smaller can fit inside the dome with you.
Right. So you guys can run into it.
And can still cast spells.
Oh, yeah, out of it. Yeah,
for sure.
But also, the spell fails if his area includes a larger creature. So I guess I probably.
No, you're still medium size. Yeah. Okay, large creature is like a dragon. Like, that's what a large creature would be.
Well, the area does include a dragon.
It's only 10 feet, though, around it.
Yeah. So all other creatures and objects are barred from passing through it.
Okay.
Spells and other magical effects can't extend through the dome or be cast through it.
Oh, so you
can't. So it does protect you, and you can maybe try and get yourself healthier.
Yeah.
But Stewie is going to have to be in there with you to cast a healing spell on you, because he can't do it through there.
Yeah, well, it's not. Well, magic can't get through it?
No.
Okay, but it's not magic that you, so he uses physical attack.
Oh, to actually to
it's like
give,
a dart.
Oh, nice. All right, so that says you can.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
It's just spells and other magical effects.
Cool.
The atmosphere inside the space is comfortable and dry, regardless of the weather.
Okay, that's nice.
That's good. Yeah. Until the spell.
It's lovely here in the spring.
Until the spell ends, you can command the interior to become dimly lit or dark.
Oh.
The dome is opaque from the outside, but any color you choose, but it is transparent from the inside. So you also are kind of hidden.
Yeah.
I mean, you're hidden in something he knows you're in there.
Yeah,
but
totally.
Still.
He may get bored.
Can I see for a second, too? All right, cast it. That's awesome. Big, this opaque. What color do you want to be inside the bubble?
Gray. I like gray.
Gray.
I like
this gray bubble hops around you.
Of all the colors, you could have said pink, purple. All
right. So next up is, in the order, is Henley.
I got a question before I go.
Do your thing, man. What do you need?
I bought the blowgun.
Yes, I remember this.
And I haven't used it.
No, you have not.
Now, I know that that there's three darts. There's a confusion dart, a poison dart, and a sleep dart. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to shoot a dart into the dragon's eye, a sleep dart.
Good choice.
You're just going to give it a lazy eye. Is that the point? It's now got a limp and a lazy eye, and all the other dragons are going to laugh at it, so it will leave town. Is this your plan, Henley?
The dragon's name Boo Radley, apparently.
This is awful. Oh, it's great. A gimpy dragon.
What's his name? Amblyopia. Yeah.
I'd like to... I mean, this is a dragon. I don't know that my sleep dart's going to put... But even if it puts it to sleep for a few seconds, that's enough for us to do something during that time.
That's absolutely true. And I believe that the blowgun...
I don't buy that in a minute.
The blowgun, when you use it, they don't realize you're attacking them. There's something about the blowgun in that way.
It doesn't take up an action.
It doesn't take up an action. That's right. Yeah.
So I can do that first and hope for the best.
All right.
So here I go. Sleep dart in the eye. Coming right up. A 14.
Plus your... for a blow dart.
Yeah, what would that be?
Dexterity? Yeah. I think dex. I think it would pull off your dex, and it's a ranged attack, right?
Yeah, which is a 3. So that's a 17.
Ooh.
You're lucky that you have that 3, because that hits.
Okay, and a 16 wouldn't have...
No.
Ooh! Oh!
I think he...
Danger!
So that hits to sleep dart right in the eye.
So when the slayer hits it in the eye, it droops down. It doesn't completely fall down, but its eyes close. So I don't know... You don't know how long you're going to have, but whatever you did, it worked. You still have an action.
I know. I'm trying to think of how I want to do this. Sorry.
Well, take your time. It's not like you're on a time squeeze with it being asleep for a few seconds. You stand there and think about it, Henley.
As long as he's not speaking as Henley, he's fine. He has all the time in the world.
Exactly.
You'd lose a sense of urgency.
It's a...
Fuck you!
Is that Henley or Brian?
Yeah.
Both.
It's so funny because in my mind... I'll give you a couple seconds, Brian, as you do this. In my mind... I had, 40 different ways this battle could go.
And this
it is not going
of
any of those ways I had in my head at all.
I like that you still think you can predict what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, right. Well, I had to try to think about stuff, because I'm like, if they do this, because I have to... Right. There are certain things that you guys could do that I need to be ready for.
Right.
And...
Leaping on its back and smacking...
No, but
Riley
that was really
wasn't.
Awesome, though.
Me lying in a pile of drool and piss,
very
not part of the
rain of fire.
I wanted to... that's one of those moments where I wish I could see it really happening. Hey everybody, your Dungeon Master Bobby Shortle here, back with another episode of Adventure, and we are here with our Game is Afoot finale. It's finally here. Our intrepid adventurers are battling this dragon, and I'm so excited for you to finally listen to it and to hear this supersized episode of Adventure. This brings to an end the Game is Afoot arc of our campaign and sets us forward on a new arc. You'll be hearing a couple of interlude episodes coming up that are light on action, but sort of heavy on character and plot. And then we jump into the new arc, which I am calling the Blackthorn Trials. And that will be out in a few weeks. But please, if you're enjoying the show, follow us on Twitter at @DnDAdventure. Tweet about the show. Talk about the show to your friends. And most of all, please, please, please review us on iTunes. It is the number one thing you can do to help us get more listeners and get the word about adventure out there more. So if you love adventure, that is the best way to help us out. Big thanks to Justin Riley, our sound effects and sound design guru, who has been doing yeoman's work in the last few episodes, more audio cues than he's ever used, longer episodes. This episode was double the length it usually is, and he got it to me. I gave it to him late, and he got it to me only a few hours later than he would get to me a normal length episode. So That's pretty amazing. He uses battle bards and tabletop audio for a lot of the sound effects and soundscapes. They're amazing services that if you're doing a podcast like this, they're great. If you're doing something that's more solo, like a adventure in your house, also great. Either way, amazing services. But I think it's time for me to get out of here and get you back to this episode of Adventure. Again, follow us on Twitter at D&D Adventure. The next episode will be out in 2 weeks. And please, please, please enjoy the finale of A Game Is Afoot.
And now Hendley shooting a sleep dart into the dragon's eyeball.
Yeah.
Oi!
Yeah.
I'm going to go for the other heel. I'm going to try and, yeah, do the same motion again, running through the legs, but this time the right leg, and hopefully just disable its ability, because if it can't stand, it can fly, but it's also been drugged. So there's that too.
Yeah. Okay. Back right or front right?
Back right.
Okay. And what were you going to ask, Jackie?
I was going to say, is there anything that you could do that would buff anyone else or buff yourself for something? Or rather than like trying to make an attack move, is there anything like more secondary?
Yeah. I don't know what other spell. I know you have Charm Person, but I don't know what other spells you have.
No, and the other one is Illusory. Illusory Savant, I think.
That's two words that are real that you put together. I don't know if it's.
Yeah. No, it's nothing. It doesn't do really anything for what we're doing right now. No, yeah. Second level, the golden time you must spend to copy an illusion spell is halved. That's all I got.
That's one of your spells?
I can't imagine how useful that's going to be.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to go with my bladed quarterstaff again. That worked out well last time. Let's go hope for the best.
I love how almost...
Critical! Come on and get critical! Let's get a critical! Oh, it's a critical miss. It's a one. I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. I would have killed you.
That would have been awesome.
No, there's no way I could have faked that sort of enthusiasm if I'd actually rolled a one.
They'd been like, oh... We planned for more of this adventure, but everyone died, yeah. So we couldn't do anything else.
We'll be back next week, sorry.
Is that at the end of the podcast is when eventually all three of us just die? That'll be it.
I'm going to do the same move and try and slice this other...
Yeah.
So...
Whatever you get for this stuff, you double, because you got a critical.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not a usual thing for you guys, but that's what happens when you get a critical hit.
Right? So this is going to be 1d6 is 2d6. I'll just do everything the way it is and then double it.
Yeah.
So we got a 5 plus my dagger, which is 2d4 plus 2. So we got a 1 and a 4. That's 5. That makes 10 plus 2 is 12, which means it's a 24.
Okay. So with 24 on that and with a critical hit, you do the same thing to the right ankle you did to the left. You hit the you hit the tendon. There's a puff of purple smoke, and the dragon once again roars and begins to fall down towards you.
And these roars, they're just screams.
Yes.
They're not draconian, right?
Yeah, no, they're just screams. Jackie knows it. He's saying, "Oh, my ankle."
Yeah.
My other ankle.
Gosh darn.
So you might want to use your 35th movement, Brian, to get out from underneath the dragon as it starts to fall.
Yeah, I'm gonna book it back the way I came.
Okay.
And try and stand in solidarity with Julian over by his little his mini compound.
I'm not standing.
No, you're standing now. You have one hit point. You're standing now.
I'm on one knee.
Yeah, exactly. He's on one knee, but he's up.
All right. The dragon is prone right now, so it's got
to prone to what? Would be the question. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, so we have advantage?
It has disadvantage if it tries to attack you.
Oh, okay.
From its prone position. So it can't get up on its back legs anymore because of the sliced ankles. And it begins to beat its wings furiously.
One of them more furiously than the other, though. At the very least, I'd force the fucker to fly around in circles.
I'm not sure if you got this in you or not, mate, but if you make those wings go on fire, that would be... pretty advantageous robot now. I don't usually use words that big, but often the situation warrants it.
Or the dragon doesn't get hurt by the flames and instead is a big flaming dragon coming at us.
He does breathe fire.
He is an ice dragon.
Oh,
he flaps his
wings. It's like the other thing at Harry Potter coaster.
Yeah. He flaps his wings and he's able to pull his body up, and now he's kind of hovering over the ground.
How high up?
10 feet. He's okay. Basically his feet are almost hitting the ground. He's just hovering and beating his wings.
Okay.
He is going to attack.
No,
Thrace.
Not me again.
Are you sure?
No.
Puppy?
Well, you were like right underneath him.
But you're in the dome.
Yeah, maybe
she isn't.
She's not in the dome.
No, not in the dome. Sammy, no, Stewie. Stewie is supposed to be in the dome. Stewie.
Nobody can get in the dome now because he put the dome up. No one can get into it.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Well, never mind, because Stewie can still heal you.
Yes, he can still heal
you. Or me.
Yeah, or you.
When this thing kills me. Please don't, dragon. Don't. Look, I can flap my wings.
15 plus 3. 18 against your armor class.
18.
You win that one, because
yes!
Ty goes to the armor class.
Ty goes to the run.
So he swipes, and the claw comes flying at you, but it skins your armor. But it rattles you very much, and the minotaur skeleton head that you're wearing on your head shakes. And we are back to Thrace.
Okay. I'm going to... See, I can't reach his wings now, because they're flapping.
Yeah, they're flapping, and they're probably a little high for you.
Exactly.
I mean, except you are still wearing those boots.
Oh, yeah. But can I just keep using them?
Yeah.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. All right, I want to jump into the air and swat that wing again. The same one I went after last time. Because it's not going to be able to fly if it loses a wing.
That's very true.
So, what wing? Left wing.
Left wing.
That's the one I went for last time.
So you're going to leap into the air and try to hit it with...
Both again.
Both again. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So roll your attack.
Okay.
I'd hit the right wing twice.
14
but that's just me.
plus, this one.
The one that's right after your Warhammer.
Yeah, plus 5. Ooh. 19.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
Pretty much, you have to like roll horribly to not hit.
It's a fairly large target, to be fair.
It's true. It's true.
All right, so I'm gonna hit my Warhammer first.
Okay.
Which is 1d8 plus 4, 7 plus 4, 11.
Plus 1d4 fire damage.
Oof.
Plus 4. 15.
All right. And now go for your other guy.
My other one is...
D10?
My dragon clave. Yep, yeah. 1d10.
Plus 4.
7.
Plus 4.
11.
So it's 26 damage.
Yes, so I'm going to jump up, and I am going for... You know when you get a chicken out of the oven, and you want to carve it up nicely, and people are like, oh, I'll have some breast meat, and there's always that person that's like, I want a drumstick. And you're like, great, now I have to try and, you know, get this drumstick off. So you stick the knife in there and you're like, and you wiggle it around until you cut that joint off. That's what I'm doing with my Warhammer and Dragon Glaive right now, is I'm carving this bastard up.
And with that much damage, you do it. You carve that, that wing.
Who wants wings,
nice,
baby?
Nice pieces off of there. Look delicious.
You got some buffalo sauce on that?
The wing gets shredded, completely shredded. You land back and the dragon... starts to spin, roll over itself, and it slams down onto the ground on its back.
Yes!
While it's on its back, you guys can see right in the middle of its chest something pushing against the inside of his skin.
That's what's keeping him alive.
You gotta be fucking kidding.
And he looks bloody.
Nice.
He's not looking too good right now.
Who's up?
Up is... Stewie! 2 points for healing for Julian.
Awesome. Oh. Yeah. Awesome.
So you're up to 3 now. And Julian is up.
Lightning bolt. You hear the crackling in the air as it begins to fly.
Dearly beloved.
Exactly. Exactly right. We need to play that right here. It's like, I've been laying in a puddle of drooling piss now for
let's go.
5 turns. And so a bolt of lightning 5 feet wide just crackles out right at this dragon, and we're going to try to incinerate the bejesus out of it.
So what do I have to do here? What are you casting it as, by the way?
It's a level 3.
Level 3, all right.
Yeah, it's my second slot.
Okay.
We're going the whole...
You're going for it.
Oh, yeah.
Direction you choose. Each creature in line must make a... Dexterity saving throw.
Okay, dexterity saving throw. Well, it has plus zero on dexterity, and it is...
It has no wings.
It has no wings,
two legs
and it's on its back, so it's going to have disadvantage on this roll.
Sorry.
Oh, but
and you are lucky. No, because it's lucky. The second roll was just low enough for it to hit. The first roll would have beaten it, for sure. All right, so he fails on his dex saving throw, and what's the damage here?
8d6.
8d6!
Oh, come on, Julian. See, Dragon, you thought you were angry. This is what happens when you piss Julian off.
3. 6.
3. 3. 2. 2. 2.
Oh, jeez. Roll it again. 1. It's the same thing.
6. 6. And one.
24. 24 damage. So that lightning bolt just flies from... Well, actually, you gotta walk out of your barrier if you want to do it.
Yes, you do.
Because you can't cast magic from inside the barrier. Yeah.
You gotta give that barrier up. You gotta risk it all, Julian.
Yes.
So you walk out from the barrier.
Yeah. Yep.
So Julian...
And the barrier is just like...
It just goes away.
I limp out. You limp. The
Julian limps out from this gray barrier.
Exactly.
As if coming through smoke.
Yeah.
And he looks weak and defeated, and then all of a sudden, Trinity courses
like
through his body.
Like Gandalf on the top of the tower.
Yeah, exactly. Courses through his body, and he sends this beam, this crackling lightning bolt flying at the dragon, and it slams into the dragon's body as it lays back on the ground, and it hurts it really bad. I mean, the dragon, something you can kind of see its skeleton, like a cartoon as electricity, throbs through it, and it roars in this amazing, painful roar, and when the lightning bolt passes, it's still obviously alive, but it is smoking and charred and struggling to get itself back onto its belly.
Jeez, you haven't
got to
make us feel bad about it. Who's next?
Henley.
If he had just listened to you, Thrace.
Exactly. Henley, jump up on his belly. Get that thing out. Use that sharp thing you have and cut that thing out of him.
All right.
Well, don't sound so enthusiastic about it.
No, I'm. How high is this for me to jump?
You can climb.
The dragon's on its back. You're probably looking at... Its elongated neck is probably 10 feet from you, like its snout right now. Its eyes are flailing wildly as it's trying to turn.
I want to climb up to its neck and get to a position where I can dual wield my daggers and stab him in the eye.
Oh, that is not helpful, Hendley. Get the thing out of him.
Both eyes.
Well, he doesn't have enough... distance on his movement to get all the way up to the middle of his chest.
All right, fine. Stab him in the
eyeballs. Remember, the dragon's almost 100 feet long, so it's 50 feet just from the tip of the snout to the middle.
Right.
He only has, I think, 30 feet of movement?
Yeah.
Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he doesn't have these boots.
Yes, that's true. gave me the boots. Yeah.
So I can't do that?
No, you can do the eye thing, for sure. You just can't get to the chest or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Give it a colonoscopy.
So you're going to run and which eye? The eye you shot the dart in or the other eye?
No, I've got two daggers, so it's both eyes.
Oh! Just a little around the thing there. Okay. All right, so...
You are a nasty, nasty little fighter.
We have to watch for him.
Yeah, you definitely grew up brawling in alleyways.
You splat people with one movement of your hammer.
Yeah, it's classy.
It's classy. Yeah. Say that to the guys that have to clean up after you.
Well, I just say that to the guys I have to clean up off Julian.
All right, let's see if you hit there, Henley.
It's a 14.
Plus your dex.
My dex is a 3, so 17.
That's a hit.
All right, so I got 2d4 plus 2.
All right, roll those up.
It's a 3. It's a 4, so that's 7, 9 damage.
9 damage, and why don't you explain to me what you're going to do to this dragon when you stab it.
I'm picturing just standing on... its nostrils, leaning down, and with each hand gripping a dagger, jamming them in right into the pupil of each of their eyes. So it's like, you know when Nick Cage is signaling at the end of The Rock? Like, that's how I look, but then I go all the way down and stab.
All right, so you hit, you put both those daggers in both of its eyes, and its eyes pop with this purple mist and liquid, and once again you get a crazy scream, and it jerks its head very quickly, so I need you to make a dexterity saving throw, Brian.
10 plus my modifier, right? Yeah. So 13?
13. That does not do it. It knocks you off. Make one more dexterity saving throw for me.
Mm-hmm. 8. She's an 11.
It's 11. Well, you weren't very high. You were on its nostril, so you're fine. You don't take any damage. 11 is enough to save. But it is the dragon's turn.
Oh.
And
the dragon's so fucked up, though.
It's gonna use its turn to ask Stewie to fire some healing darts in its general direction.
Not for you, dragon man. It's not for you. So it needs to use almost all of its action to get itself up. So it flips around and gets itself back. Looking up, and it surveys the battlefield with its nose. Now it's sniffing. You see it wildly sniffing in the air, trying to find.
Julian smells of piss. Oh, no.
Sniffing around. sniffing around, and its head turns directly towards Henley.
Bollocks!
I told you should have showered earlier, Henley.
So it cannot see, so it's going to take a swipe at Henley, but it can't see, so it has disadvantage on this
roll. He is little. Maybe he'll get away with it.
It's 15 against your armor class, Brian.
Oh, what was your first roll?
15.
Yeah, he just rolled 2 15s.
I think so you had disadvantage.
Yeah, he rolled 2 15s.
2 15s.
Oh, get out of
here. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
They're looking at it.
Yeah, I watched him do it.
Armor class is 12.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is it going to try to bite you or claw at you?
Couldn't it maybe break wind at him?
Oh, okay. So it's gonna go to bite you, Henley. And it does. You take 7 points of damage.
All right. Well.
All right. So you're still alive, though, right?
Yes.
Is Henley also pissing himself at this point?
It's Thrace.
All right.
So the dragon is now back up, not really standing, kind of leaning down because it can't stand on its back legs anymore.
Okay. I'm going to use my action surge to use my cannon fodder amulet, which I am going to summon myself a spectral warrior. Okay. Now, he only has 6 hit points, but he does do 1d10 attack damage.
Okay.
So I get, like, an extra attack
on
it.
Yeah.
So, and then I'm also, first of all, going to hit him with my warhammer and my dragon glaive.
Okay.
And I'm going to aim everything I have at that spot on his belly or his chest that seems to...
So you're going
to
run underneath him?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going at wherever I think that thing is, because I think that's what's keeping him alive.
Okay. So you're gonna run with your little spectral warrior, so...
Yes, my big spectral warrior.
Your big, I'm sorry.
He's big as well.
You touch your amulet, and it conjures this... What does your spectral warrior look like?
He looks just like a certain male dragonborn I might have just met in a bar.
He's got a fedora on, a trench coat, toothpick in his mouth.
Yes, he does. Yes.
And he says, Thrace, let's get this done.
Okay, but let's finish this dragon off first, huh?
All right, so you and your spectral warrior are running underneath the dragon's legs.
Yes.
It hears you coming, and it's going to try to snap at you as you run by, so just make a dexterity save for me there.
Oh, crap. It's all right. Wasn't banking on this.
Yeah, I know. Plus?
2. 9.
All right, so let me... I gotta roll for it. It's blind, so it's gonna get disadvantage.
Oh, okay. Is it snapping at me or at my spectral warrior?
It's snapping at you. Because it can hear you. It can't hear the spectral warrior.
Okay.
1.
Yes!
17. So 1.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it misses. It snaps at you and misses. You run underneath its belly, and now you have to roll for an attack.
Okay. So my spectral warrior is gonna hit first.
Okay, roll for your spectral warrior.
1d10.
Go, spectral warrior.
No, we'll roll you. The spectral warrior has to hit first.
Oh, okay. Why would he miss? What's the point in a spectral warrior that misses?
Exactly.
That's how the game goes.
6. Fucking use a spectral warrior, isn't
it? Yeah, he does not hit.
Oh my god! Thanks, dude. I will call you back another time.
Oh no, until he gets hit, he's
that's
fine.
True. Yeah. All right. So now I'm just going to attack my warhammer.
What are you going to do? Your two-handed attack?
I am going to do my same thing.
All right. So roll for an attack.
16.
Plus
5.
That hits.
Okay.
Yes. Real quick, addendum.
Mm-hmm.
When I hit with the blowgun,
mm-hmm.
that does take 1 point of damage.
Oh, okay.
So just saying just, for
yeah,
for
no,
tallying.
No, good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No, I just changed it.
All right, so this is my 1d8 plus 4, so 8. So that's 12, and then
roll your
my fire damage.
Yep.
Is 4.
Okay.
So what did I say? 12 plus 4, 16.
16, and then?
And then 1d10 or my dragon glaive. 9 plus 4. Was that what we said?
Mm-hmm.
13.
13. Okay, so that's 29 points of damage.
Whew.
So why don't you describe me what exactly you're doing here?
I run under this dragon, it snaps at me, and much like Indiana Jones, I go, shoo, and I slide along the floor. As I slide on my back, you know, my slidey scales, I slide under there, and I smack him with the warhammer, and then I slice him open with my dragon glaive. And hopefully finish him off, or at the very least get that thing to drop out of him.
So when you slide underneath it, you cut the chest wide open. The thing falls out as you're sliding past.
Can I
past.
Grab it like my hat?
I was going to say. I think that's going to be a dexterity.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's make it an, just a straight dexterity just check.
11.
Plus
2.
13. You miss it as it goes by your hand. It goes right by your hand and it hits on the ground. It would have been a super cool thing.
It would have been, yeah.
Now, your slide stops you.
The dragon is crying.
The dragon is not crying
right now.
It stops you past the chest, right at the base of the tail. With the damage you did, the dragon puts its head up into one more intense roar and shoots ice straight up into the air and then begins to fall down towards the ground. It's no life left in its body.
And I'm right under its tail.
You're underneath it, so you're going to need to make a dexterity save to get out from underneath it.
And to make sure it doesn't evacuate its bowels at the moment of death and poop on me.
Yeah.
5. 7. Just got fucking squished by the dragon I just killed. Awesome.
Alright.
I'm going down in a blaze of glory right now. Oh, thank God.
4.
Yeah,
10.
I'm still dead. Oh, no.
10.
I have 11 points.
So, as you try to roll away, you get smushed by part of the tail. So you're pretty flattened into the ground. And you're very worse for wear, but you are still alive. Whew. And the dragon is dead, straight on the ground, now right on top of the item in which you need.
Julian, first of all, Julian, could you?
What?
Could you help me up? I am a little squished. There is a 3-sized hole in the dirt here.
Stewie shoots a bullet at you and you get 5 points of health.
Thank goodness.
His last turn.
What the shit is that?
I roll a d6?
Should be nicer to Stewie.
I was rolling the whole time, so I wasn't just giving you a point out of to be a dick. So you have 6 points of health, but you're underneath the dragon's tail. But you're kind of the end of the tail, so you can probably push it.
Right, I'm trying to
but the object,
my way out.
The object is now underneath.
Yeah, the object is now underneath, and the dragon is dead. The light is gone from its eyes, but the light that was filling it right before it was about to explode begins to again start to emanate from the dragon, from the middle of the dragon, trying to spread out. And right now it's a dull red, but it's getting darker. So it's going to explode. So you guys figure out what
we need to get the hell out of here.
Gonna do.
Well, that kind of puts pay to my plan of Julian set this thing on fire. I'm not sure that would help right now.
I don't know.
The question is, how
are you
gonna
my
move,
plan?
How are you going to move a giant beast and get that thing?
I don't even know. Hendley, now would be the time for one of your crazy ideas.
I mean, I'd like to be the one who helps in this situation, but I don't think I got anything in the old noodle. You know
now,
what I
can
mean?
Can we, if we were to chop ourselves a little bloody tunnel through it to get to this thing, would that make it explode?
I don't know.
Oh, well, that's great. That's what I just want to do. Let me prod it and see if it explodes. Yeah.
A little bloody tunnel through it.
Julian, any ideas?
I'd like to try to fillet it with a cloud of daggers.
Again, not sure if my slicing a tunnel on your cloud of daggers is going to make this thing explode.
It's worth a try. We'll grab the object and run like hell.
Does that sound like the best plan ever? Hendley, are you in for this plan?
I'm really sick. Trust me.
Yeah, that sounds great. Hendley, you're oddly quiet.
I don't want to die.
What if I could burn it?
Well,
it's
actually
a plan.
I heard a rumor that it's made of solid gold.
I'm in.
What are we gonna do, guys?
I thought you were the brains of the outfit.
So where the hell did you get that impression from?
You were just barking orders like you me wife.
Oh god. What? The very idea.
I think we wreck it.
Guys,
you're
This is looking a little bit bad here. What's going on? What are you guys doing? You're just standing there arguing.
That's it. Let's go.
Stewie,
let's do something.
I think we just leave. Let's leave and come back for it if we can. There's no point in dying, because what good is it going to be getting this object if we're dead? Let's get out of here. Let it explode and we'll come back.
We'll pick it up after it blows up.
At this point, Thrace is already a good 30 feet away from them, running down an alleyway out of town.
I'm limping.
Julian is limping behind me, holding up his piss-stained robes. Yes.
I'm going in.
All right,
I don't
good.
Care what happens to me.
You right. Do it, Henley.
Henley, whose go is it?
Are you going to go? No, there's no turns anymore. You're out of combat. You guys can move freely.
But I don't even ask. I just rip off the boots from Thrace.
Okay.
Like, she basically trips and falls as I grab her feet and I take the boots off.
Thanks, Henley.
They're
going to
go a little faster and let me move a little bit easier.
Yes.
And I just head into the belly of the beast.
I think what you should do is jump as far in the air as you possibly can and attempt to come down through the dragon with your momentum.
Well, if you'd let me speak, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, good. Terminal velocity.
How high do you think you're going to have to jump to be able to go through...
to penetrate a dragon?
A dragon has, like, scale armor all over its 600 body.
600 feet in the air.
Time to make a dexterity save.
Well, I am going to... I'm going to use my daggers to, like, carve the way.
Nice.
Can I help him with my dagger?
Attach them to the bottom of your feet.
Okay, so...
that seems weird.
That's good.
Before Henley is dropping.
Yes.
Given enough space so I don't, like, flay
him
to pieces.
He's running up and you're... He hasn't jumped yet.
Right. Cloud of daggers. 5 foot cube right in the middle of the dragon.
Right in the middle of
right
the dragon.
Right in the middle of the dragon, right where the object is.
Okay.
We're going to carve all the flesh away from it.
All right.
In a big cube. So four of those.
Roll four of them up.
Basically, he leaves his 5 foot cube wherever he likes. Yeah. So.
Four.
All right.
One.
Okay.
And one. So ten.
Ten. You send this cloud of daggers at this part of the dragon, and it definitely does some damage. You can sort of see some blood spurting up or some flesh flying up.
He's made it mushy.
He made it a little bit mushy, but there's still no hole in the dragon. So, Henley, you're doing your leap and dive down.
I'm doing my leaping head first. Two daggers going to just
first.
Jump right in.
Fantastic. Freaking fantastic.
So,
do you need to do a strength or athletic?
Acrobatics, actually, Brian.
All right, well, I got plus two on that, and I just rolled a 12 to 14 on the acrobatic check.
Okay, and why don't you roll your dagger damage to see what the damage would be on it? Because I've got like a number in my head of how tough the skin is, so I'm just...
It's 2d4 plus 2, yep. So I got a 2 and a 4, so that makes 6. I'm sorry, 8 total.
Okay, 8 total. So you do this leap into the air, and you dive headfirst down, and...
Into mushy
dragon skin.
Ugh.
And when your hands hit, they definitely penetrate the skin, but your whole body does not. So you kind of slam head first.
It's like the thing at the end of the ear of corn, right? Like clunk at the
inside the dragon. Your hands are inside the dragon, but your body is not.
Oh, dude, that looked like it really
And the red
hurt.
Light is, the red light is spreading more now throughout the dragon's body.
All right.
Well, I mean, I want to just feel around to see if I can get what's inside.
Well, the thing inside is gone. The thing is inside. Jackie cut it out of the body, so it's underneath the body.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Oh, shit. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
So, but
oh,
we
I went about that all wrong. I'm sorry. I must have missed that.
Yeah. When Jackie killed the dragon, she cut it out, and then she had the chance to grab it, but she failed her check.
What the fuck am I doing?
I was wondering the same thing.
We're cutting a big mushy tunnel right through the dragon right now. Apparently.
Oh, so you want to go deeper?
We're going to go all the way through this dragon.
At the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Fucking fantastic voyage, this shit. Is that what's going to happen?
Oh, no. Now what?
No, nothing. Nothing. I'm seeing what you guys are gonna do next.
How wide is this?
I gotta keep going.
Yeah, how wide is this dragon? If we penetrate the skin, how much mushy dragon do we
have
to get?
Side to side, how big is he?
The dragon is like dead, like on its belly.
Right.
So you're right now. Brian's trying to go through its back.
Right.
So let's say the of a blue whale. That's how that's how
they're
gonna go.
Oh, it's gonna take us forever trying to do it this way.
Wait.
Yes.
All right. This is cheating.
Good for you.
It's only cheating if Bobby says it's cheating.
Yeah.
We have those healing grenades.
Right.
Let's use them on the dragon to wake it up so it can fly away.
You can't bring it back to life.
That's a nice try, though. I like that.
I like that idea.
Awesome. Wake it up, give it a little poke,
and reach underneath and kill it again.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to die if we get the thing we need.
No, it's already dead.
Is there any possibility that I can use a cell phone to teleport inside the dragon?
That would be pretty hysterical.
I don't know if you could teleport. You could use a cell phone to teleport inside the dragon.
Well, I kind of cut him open. There's got to be some kind of cavity there, right?
No. Can I grab the dragon's by its skin and teleport with it by touching it?
That you could do.
Go move that dragon.
All right, I'm going back to Sammy's just to freak him out.
Oh,
you're bringing the dragon to Sammy's?
I said, no, Brian, that was exactly the same idea I had straight away. Think the cape when he drops the bear into the car. We have to find somewhere really funny to drop this dragon. Who's pissed us off? Oh, just go drop it on that gnome hideout. Little bastards. Go drop it on all those little shits that were chasing you through town.
I'm gonna go into my little phone here. I'm touching the dragon. I'm looking for the coordinates of the gnome hideout.
Oh, man.
And,
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jackie, remember where that gnome hideout was?
Wait, Henley. Hey, Jackie.
I mean, hey, Thrace.
Yeah.
Fuck. Do you remember where that gnome hideout was?
I do remember. It was on the corner over there.
Oh, how high off the ground you think that gnome hideout was?
The gnome hideout? It was a couple of stories.
30 feet. Little bungalow.
I'd say if you drop it from 20 feet.
Bloop, blop, bloop, bleep, 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 top, doop, doop, teep, teep. And I hit the button to teleport, and I teleport right above the hideout and teleport right back after I let go of the dragon.
Oh, nice.
I don't get a chance to see what happens. I just don't want to fall with it.
Right, exactly. I get you. So you transport yourself back to the uh-huh. the original crash site.
Uh-huh.
Immediately, you guys, it's not that far away. You guys can see it happening. You see the dragon just fall and crush the gnome.
I can see Henley falling a little way behind it, desperately trying to type into a cell phone before he lands on the ground.
Last number!
Didn't the unicycle thing.
That's good. Me and Jay were only saying how much. Do you remember how amazing it always was when Brian could like text without looking at you?
Yeah.
It's called intimatexting.
Intimatexting. Yeah, so, yeah. Intimatexting.
Yep, so he's got that covered.
Yeah, he got that covered. So you port back to where you were, and they're sitting in the middle of this square now, is a little 6x6 silver square.
Pick it up. I picked it up.
You picked it up?
Yep.
So, also, that dragon is still going to explode.
Exactly. Let's get the hell out of here.
Very close to
exactly.
you.
Let's get the hell out of here. We're just all of us, including Stewie, are now running in a direction opposite to where the big booming dragon is.
Guys, I'm fine. I'm already well past the area where you need to
all
be.
All right, good job, Stu. We're coming to you right now.
I can teleport you where you go.
Oh, all right. Get over here then, Hendley. Jeez, what are you doing?
You probably have, I'll tell you, you probably have about a minute before the thing explodes.
Right.
I'll give you the time to, if you want to, see if there's anything around this area that you want to look for.
Let's just go have a rummage around. Yeah, do we need to do a check?
No. But there's only thing to check. There's only really Riley's body.
Oh, okay, yeah, definitely.
Let's drag Riley's body under the dome.
No, I'm going to go rifle through his pockets right now.
that sounds more like his job, doesn't it?
All right, Hendley's going to rifle through. No, because if we let Hendley do it, he'll pocket whatever is in there.
Very true.
So I'm going to rifle through his pockets, and then I'm also going to have a look and see if I can figure out why he went from a gnome to this like dragon-like creature.
So you, in his pockets, you find a sack of 100 gold pieces.
Oh, nice.
Oh, good thing he didn't let Henley near that.
Exactly.
And the only other thing on him is he has a cloak on now, and there's a dragon pendant that clips the cloak to his neck.
All right, I'm taking that pendant.
Okay. Well, you take that when you unhook the pendant, the whole cloak comes with it.
Okay, so I'm taking that.
Okay.
Also those 100 gold pieces. I'll split that evenly.
Can we talk about this afterwards?
Yeah, you can have 20. Yes.
Give me 20. That's an even split.
Oh my, okay. Yeah. All right. Yes. Sounds great. Sounds great. Deal. Shake on it.
You guys each get 30 gold pieces.
Now there's light emanating, like the whole place is becoming red around you now. Right. So maybe it's time to get out. As soon as you took the cloak off, by the way, he became undragon.
Oh, okay. All right, good. So I got the cloak.
Yeah.
All right. So Hendley, get this the hell out of here. Back to Gizmodo.
Say it nicely.
Oh my God, Hendley.
All right. Gizmodo, here we come.
So he hits the button, and just as the bubble forms around you guys, the dragon explodes. Fire whips all around you. You see buildings destroyed. You see the Naga laying waste in front of you. And you see the brick and wall go down as you're starting to pop out of existence. And because you moved the dragon, you see a fresh set of houses that weren't evacuated get obliterated.
Oops.
And then you pop out of existence, and you pop back in Gizmodo's chamber. Gizmodo doesn't look too startled to see you, and he just says, "So, did we get what we were after?"
Fucking right, we got what we were after.